I asked my secretary to do those.
Well, she passed them to me. She had to go out and get her hair done.
Oh, did she? Well, she didn't ask me. I'll have a little talk with Mildred when she gets back.
I don't think she's coming back today, Mr. Lamb. She said it'd be 4 o'clock by the time she was done, so she thought she'd go straight home.
Oh. I'm afraid Miss Mildred Murfin and I are going to have words. She's been giving herself airs ever since she got picked up by the audience camera in Jukebox Jury. I think she's about due for a large rocket.
Now, too, let's not have any unpleasantness. Pop the ball on the carpet and we can try chipping it into the bottom drawer.
Hello, General Assistance Department, Mr. Hamilton Jones' office.
Is she there?
Oh, yes, he is, Sir Gregory. It's for you, sir. I'm afraid it's Sir Gregory.
Dear me, the one line of attack we didn't think of. Hello, Sir Gregory. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
Look, what's General Assistance Department doing at the moment?
Well, we're keeping the ball rolling, you know.
Are you? Well, I want you to put all other work aside at once. There's an important job come right down from cabinet level.
Oh, dear me.
Tell me, what do you feel about Britain's part in the space race?
Well, we must leave no stone unturned, mustn't we? I mean, no avenue one, whatever it is, yes. What exactly is the space race to
do? Come along, man. America and Russia have sent men up into outer space.
Oh.
Now, people are looking to us. This is where you come in.
Oh, good gracious. Surely. Sir Gregory, isn't it a job for a younger man? I mean, my number two here. He'll volunteer, I'm sure.
No. We're not proposing to shoot you.